We are living longer, more productive lives, and so are our horses. In a moment, you'll hear how to keep them healthy in their golden years. Welcome to this podcast from the Rutgers Equine Science Center. The Equine Science Center is a unit of the New Jersey Agricultural Experiment Station at Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey. It is recognized worldwide for its mission of better horse care through research and education to advance the well-being and performance of horses and the equine industry. As with humans, chronological age does not always match the aging process. A horse's age alone should not be the primary criterion for retirement or special management. If the horse is in good body condition, healthy and active, even at 20 years or older, don't change its routine. However, there are some conditions that require special attention in the older horse. These include arthritis, weight loss, pituitary or thyroid dysfunction, bad dentition or missing molars, kidney or liver failure. Arthritis is a combination of inflammation and degeneration of tissues associated with a joint. Years of stress, injuries, and general wear and tear can result in painful and crippling arthritic changes in the older horse. This condition can make movement or weight bearing on the joint very painful and can limit the horse's mobility. An arthritic horse may be reluctant to lie down due to pain or fear of not being able to rise again. The animal may fall into a deep sleep while attempting to remain standing and catch itself as it starts to fall. Telltale signs of this are stains on the front legs or abrasions on the front of the knees or cannon bones. To make the arthritic horse more comfortable, don't let it get obese. Consult with your veterinarian for anti-inflammatory drugs or other remedies that may help manage the discomfort. Maintain regular hoof care and allow plenty of room and time for turnout. The more the horse can keep moving, the less stiff it will be. Weight loss is often a problem with aging horses and can be due to poor dentition, neglected deworming schedules, or debilitating diseases. Teeth are often a problem for the aging horse. An older horse's teeth can be worn down, be missing, or have sharp points that cut the cheeks and tongue while it is attempting to eat. This makes chewing difficult or ineffective and reduces the amount of food taken in and used. Older horses, especially those missing teeth, should have their teeth carefully checked twice a year. If chewing is difficult, a soup can be made from hay cubes, beet pulp, and pelleted or extruded feeds designed for the older horse. Just add sufficient water to make a porridge consistency. If front teeth are missing, the horse will not be able to graze effectively, and pasture cannot be relied on for nutrition. Access to pasture should not be denied, but the animal must be fed complete feeds or loose hay and/or hay cubes. A senior feed, soaked hay cubes, and the addition of vegetable oils to the regular ration can all help the older horse to maintain its weight. Likewise, a poor deworming program can allow an infestation of intestinal parasites that can cause malabsorption of nutrients. Parasites are a problem at all ages. Your veterinarian can recommend deworming schedules and products suitable for the climate and lifestyle of the horse. Extremes of cold and heat can also contribute to weight loss. Adequate shade in the summer and shelter from wind in the winter can help the older horse conserve its energy and not lose weight. The higher energy needs of keeping warm in the winter can be managed by increasing the feed. Free access to clean, unfrozen water and salt is also essential. Horses over the age of 20 are highly likely to have some evidence of pituitary thyroid dysfunction. Pituitary thyroid dysfunctions cause metabolic problems and may result in reduced immunity, increased water intake and urine output, a long hair coat, obesity or weight loss, and/or laminitis. This dysfunction is rooted in the horse's reduced insulin sensitivity, which results in exaggerated insulin and other hormonal responses to high sugar or starch meals of feeds such as grain or sweet feed mixes. In addition to at least maximizing fiber sources such as hay or beet pulp in the diet, pelleted or extruded feeds with a fat content of over 5% and limited molasses and grain content may help control the problem. Chronic kidney or liver failure is not common in aged horses, but still occurs. Reduced kidney function can result in renal and bladder stones, weight loss, and loss of appetite. Horses with kidney failure should be put on low-calcium diets, and excess protein and phosphorus should also be avoided. Avoid alfalfa and clover hays, wheat bran, and beet pulp due to their high calcium or phosphorus content. Recommended is good quality grass hay and a complete pelleted ration for mature horses that has balanced but restricted calcium and phosphorus content. Liver failure can cause weight loss, lethargy, jaundice, loss of appetite, and intolerance of excess fat and protein in the diet. Affected horses require increased sugar sources to maintain blood glucose levels. The diet should emphasize starch, such as that found in grains, though fiber sources are still needed to avoid gastrointestinal dysfunction. However, avoid a high-protein and high-fat diet. As the liver synthesizes some of the B vitamins and ascorbic acid, supplementation with a vitamin C and B complex product, such as brewer's yeast, may be beneficial. If you are seeing a problem, you should have your veterinarian give the horse a complete physical exam to determine if there is a disease, chronic infection, liver or kidney dysfunction as the underlying cause before changing the diet. Identifying the specific problem will help determine the best course of action for the animal's situation. Age is not always a limiting factor for a horse. Neither is it a time to ignore continued monitoring of its health care. More and more horses are living longer and productive lives due to attention to the factors discussed here. The information in this podcast was derived from the Rutgers Cooperative Extension Fact Sheet number 759, which is posted on the Equine Science Center website. It can be downloaded at www.esc.rutgers.edu.